Welcome to Anna and Raven's Roadshow. Today, they examine items to determine if they have any hidden treasures.
So, Anna and Raven Roadshow, our buddy Ryan Breckland from Nest Egg Auctions is joining us, appraising all the items you submitted over the course of the last month. You can find them online at nesteggauctions.com. So what do we have today?
One of your listeners sent in and said that my son got this at a thrift store. I don't know anything about it. I hope it's worth something. Please help. It's a shadow box, and it looks like it's from the Revolutionary War.
What?
You know that picture in your mind? If I say Revolutionary War, you picture those guys with the drum and the dude with the three-corner hat and the fife and the flag is behind in the battlefield with the broken cannons and things. That picture is called The Spirit of 76 by Archibald Willard, famous American artist. It was originally called Yankee Doodle Dandy, but they thought Spirit of 76 would be better. That picture is created not in 1776, but in 1876. That is the... anybody?
Oh, we don't know things like that.
Centennial celebration.
Right.
Oh, right. Of course, the centennial celebration.
I was
going to
say that.
Yeah, it was
right
on the tip of my tongue.
The
yeah
100-year anniversary of
yes
America.
Going to say the birth of the universe.
Right. The end of dinosaurs.
Come on, you guys don't remember 1976?
Right.
Of course. So there's big exhibitions. There's an increase in art. There's an increase in reproductions. In fact, the first American reproductions started in 1876. They started reproducing things from 1776.
All right. So it was a big party. It was like Woodstock.
They took this famous image, made plaster casts of it. Copies. Inexpensive things that you could cast, put into a frame, and hang on the wall and have art in your home. And that's what this is. Doesn't quite date to 1876. In fact, it was so popular they made these right into 1903, 1913. But it was a great way for you to show your patriotism and have a piece of art on the wall.
Is it worth anything?
Yeah. They've come to market. They come up every couple of years. If you saw one in an auction, you might see it around the $200 or $300 mark.
Okay.
And if you saw one that was in a retail setting, maybe $400, $500.
Oh, that's not so bad for something your son picked up, right?
At a thrift store? I bet you they paid 10 bucks, right?
Yeah. Mm.
All right. Next one. Someone sent in what's called an auto piano. So this is a piano that plays itself.
Okay.
You put a paper roll in it. You wind it up and the piano plays itself and even the keys move and it looks just like a Scooby-Doo episode, right? They were made in late 19th century. A German man came to the United States. He'd already been working on music boxes and things like that in Germany and took off. Started making them in New Jersey, selling out every example that he could find. They marketed it. That sold really, really well. Mm. And lots of them wound up in homes.
Yeah, just that guy trying to put DJs out of business.
Exactly.
Been dealing with that forever. We're under attack.
So, this is an upright piano, so don't think grand piano, one that stands up tall. And they're incredibly heavy. So, if you had one that was, let's say, completely restored, completely functioning, and you walked into a store to buy it, you'd pay $2,000 to $5,000 for one of these. If you have one that isn't working, that's in bad shape, it's going to cost you $500 to get rid of it.
Oh, my gosh. This is going to cost these people money.
Haul it out.
Right.
It's heavy.
It's probably one of my first negative appraisals in a while. See?
Are there any instruments in general that are worth more than other instruments?
The vintage guitar market is red hot. Mm-hmm. So Gibsons, Les Pauls, Martins from the 1950s into the 60s are just the most valuable things out there. A good 1958 Gibson Les Paul can bring $250,000.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Ryan, I know you keep giggling about this hippo bowl that was sent to us. We're going to appraise that and find out what it's all about coming up next.
Welcome to Anna and Raven's Roadshow. Today, they examine items to determine if they have any hidden treasures.
It's Anna and Raven Roadshow. All month, you submitted your items online at annaandraven.com. And now we have Ryan Breckland. He is our expert appraiser from Nest Egg Auctions online at nesteggauctions.com. Ryan, what's up next?
One of the emails that came in shows an image of a beautiful piece of porcelain, and it's titled Hippo Bowl. Now, I got excited at first because I'm like, I don't know what a hippo bowl is.
Right,
I have
right
no idea. And then I read down in the email, and it said Nippo Bowl.
Okay.
Like N-I-P-P-O, and I'm going, something's weird here. I don't understand. Flip it over and look at the mark on the back. The mark on this piece of porcelain wore off so that it looks like it says hippo on the back.
I see.
But in reality, it's Nippon.
Oh, okay. Well, that explains it.
I was looking for them in the drawing on it or whatever. I was like, maybe there's a hippo in that water.
Right.
No. It's just a golden hand-painted piece of porcelain with like a landscape scene
okay
in it. Now, a hand-painted Nippon means it's from Japan. It's hand painted upon Means Japan, and they had huge porcelain manufacturers. They sent so much porcelain here that they were giving it away for free at gas stations at one point. Fill up your tank and get some free china.
Great.
This particular piece is really well done. Every aspect of it has been hand painted, and it's part of one of the best Nippon sets. The little M mark in the center is for the Morimura factory. And if you had a big set of this, you'd expect to pay thousands. The more valuable pieces are the serving pieces, something with lids, teapots, creams and sugars, the pieces they made less of. This particular one, if it was sitting on its own in a shop, I'd expect to see anywhere between $15 and $55 on it.
Okay.
But if you have a set, just multiply that. It could be worth a lot more.
What's up next?
All right. Someone sent in Burger Bob.
Yeah. What is up with Burger Bob? He was freaky looking.
Burger Bob he's a life-size statue of like a 1950s, 1940s chef or, you know, short order cook.
Okay.
You picture the pointy hat, you know, with the logo on the front. And he's wearing an apron and sort of a nice collared shirt.
It's like a Ronald McDonald outside of your place.
Kind
of.
Yeah.
But much creepier looking.
Yeah. So he's really creepy looking. His face is really kind of, what's the word you would use on
deformed?
Busted, I was thinking.
Yeah. Busted. Oh, okay. Yeah. Busted. Yeah. But the misshapen nature of it makes him even more scary.
But the rest of his body is super interesting. It's made out of solid logs. This thing is hand-carved wood made from objects that someone found, and then they drilled and pinned this together. It's homemade. It's one of a kind.
I mean, it looks like it's 890 pounds.
Burger Bob is what we like to call folk art.
Okay.
All right, this is something that's often made by an untrained artist, but someone who wanted to create an object and used all their skills and their aesthetics to put it together, in this case, probably to advertise a hamburger joint.
Right.
Because he's holding he's making a patty with his hands.
It's like the guy who carves a bear out of a log with his chainsaw.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, except more delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Folk art is really hard to appraise because it's usually valued in the eye of the beholder. You get someone at an auction who decides that's what they like, that's what they collect, and that would fit in their collection, and they just don't stop bidding. They'll generally evaluate it on its aesthetics. His body is good, his face not so much. That's how you know it was kind of a untrained artist, because they didn't get the face right. Something like this, if it came to auction today, probably would fall in the $500 to $1,500 market.
Wow. That's not bad for some. Like, it could have been your uncle that just did it like when he was bored on a Saturday.
You're going to need your uncle and three of his bruiser heavyset buddies to help you get that thing up in the back of the pickup truck.
We're going to have more with Ryan Brecklin from Nest Egg Auctions coming up tomorrow.